Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's Future Chamber is the Harford County Chamber of Commerce. And before I get to my first guest, I have the marketing and communications specialist for that chamber. I have Kate Rodriguez on the phone. Kate, are you there?
Hi, good morning.
Kate, good morning. How's it going today so far?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right, thank you. I appreciate you calling in. How are things going with the Harford County Chamber of Commerce?
Things are going well. We're still working to promote our businesses here in Harford County. Got some great events coming up here.
Can people sign up today if they're not part of the chamber, if they want?
Yes. So it's never a bad time to sign up and become a chamber member. For your business or organization, you can head over to harfordchamber.org, and there's a green button at the top that says Join Us, and you can fill out that membership application there.
Okay. And to make that link easier to get access to, we shared it a little bit ago on our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/WHGMGold and also a direct link to your actual Facebook page. But you said you have some events coming up, and what do you have coming up?
Yes. Every third Wednesday of the month, we have our Coffee and Connections networking business card exchange session at the Chamber in Bel Air. Anyone can attend that event. It is a free event to come and kind of get your feet wet with networking and meet some other local businesses and organizations.
That happens when, Kate?
That is every third Wednesday of the month. The next Coffee and Connections will be September 15th at 8 a.m.
Okay, great. That coming up in a little bit. Anything else?
We also have a great way to meet with your local representatives, delegates, and councilmen. Our legislative breakfast is coming up on September 30th, and that's called Eggs and Issues. It'll be a, breakfast sit-down event where you get to kind of sit with your local representatives and legislators and discuss those big issues that are affecting your business or organization.
And where is that happening?
That will be at Harford Community College in the Chesapeake Dining Center.
And people can sign up for tickets for that now?
Yes. Those tickets are available on our website.
All right. And so you have that coming up. Anything else, Kate?
There's always a way to get involved. We have 6 different committees and groups that meet at the chamber. So I just encourage you to check out our website and our social media and contact us if you have any questions at all.
All right. And again, to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook right now at facebook.com/WHGMGold. So the marketing and communication specialist for the Harford County Chamber of Commerce, Kate Rodriguez, I want to thank you so much for calling in today to give us some information about what you guys have coming up. Thank you so much, Kate.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Have a great day. Take care.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye. And my actual first guest this morning is the senior associate for CQI Associates. I have Joe Tabling on the phone. Joe, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning.
Joe, good morning. How are you doing today so far?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. Thank you. I appreciate calling in. Of course, you are with the Harford County Chamber of Commerce, right, Joe?
That's correct.
And about how long have you been with them?
Oh, my goodness. If I recall correctly, at least 7 years, if not longer.
Okay. So then from what you've seen, it sounds like you would recommend to someone that's listening who's not part of the chamber yet to check them out?
Oh, absolutely. We're a part of actually 23 chambers, and I consider the Harford County Chamber one of the top 5 in Maryland.
Especially if you have a business that's involved with the community, right? You get to meet people you might not normally meet with.
Absolutely. It's a great vehicle for networking, but it's also a great vehicle to assist any business that is trying to succeed or has a specific marketing plan that they're trying to achieve. The chamber can assist them in a multitude of ways: advocacy, marketing.
Absolutely. And that's why I said earlier, if you do want more information about them, you can go directly to the website, harfordchamber.org. But we posted that link earlier on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WHGMGold with a link to their actual Facebook page and website. And when people click on there, they're going to have access to your stuff. And your direct website is cqiassociates.com. And for those of mine that are heard of that, can you kind of explain, Joe, what that is and what you guys offer?
Yeah, absolutely. CQI Associates is a family-operated, locally owned energy management and sustainable management consulting organization. Everything under the energy umbrella, I should say, is what we do. One of the main things that we are known for is energy procurements. We actually provide one of the chamber member benefits, which is the Energy Co-op program. And the Energy Co-op program provides the businesses a way of reducing their utility expenses, either natural gas or electric, for both their home and for their business. What's unique about the Chamber's program is we do it through aggregated buying pools where anybody can go out and shop, and everybody has that right to do that. But when you go out on your own, you are missing out on the heavy discounts that are available and obtained from organizations like Northrop Grumman or Walmart. The Chambers program, by working through an aggregated buying pool, we're taking everybody's usage from not only the Harford County Chamber, but 22 other chambers. And we use that leverage to shop all of the suppliers in the grid to obtain a rate lower than what anybody can get. The nice thing about it is that not only is the savings historically equal to your highest one-month utility bill, 99% of the time it covers the chamber membership dues. So all of the incredible benefits the chamber provides, you're now getting for free.
Wow.
And it's not only for you as the owner of the business, but also for your family, your staff, and your staff's family, all at no charge.
That's all included. And so what areas do you service? Is it just Harford County?
It's every deregulated state in the United States. Mm-hmm. So if somebody has a business that is in Harford County, Frederick County, Ocean City, Delaware, Pennsylvania, they're all covered. If they have a summer home in Deep Creek and another one that's in Texas, we can cover it.
And is that easy to switch over, I guess, from their current, you know, service that they have? Like, is this an easy process? If it's confusing, I'm sure people can reach out to you, right, Joe?
That's absolutely correct. First off, if anybody has any questions at all, and they should, definitely get a hold of me either by phone. They can reach me at 443-472-3870.
You want to say that one more time?
Yep, 443-472-3870.
Okay.
Or they can email me at joe@cqiassociates.com. That's joe@cqiassociates.com. I'd rather people ask questions than just jump into anything. But the process is very simple. Residential applications are done right online. Commercial, there's a one-page application you got to fill out, and I can easily get that to you and go through it with you. But the process is very simple. We do 99% of all the work. Every step of the way, communicate it with what is going on. You decide what you want to do. If you look at everything and you decide you don't want to do anything at all, there's no harm, no foul. Mm. You still get the same utility bill that you're getting right now, whether it's a BG&E or Delmarva Power or whatever. You're just going to be spending less money. You're going to be paying a lower utility rate. You're not going to get an additional bill, so we're not going to be killing another tree. And there is the option of 100% solar. Some people want that, so that's available as well.
So if someone calls that number, like today with it being Saturday, are you around like during the weekend for people to call, or should people reach out like Monday through Friday type of ordeal?
I would say most of the time you're able to get a hold of me Monday through Friday easily.
Okay.
But there are some times during the weekend, and like in this particular case, I'll be available. Just give me a shout. But pretty much I'm accessible most of the time, either by phone or by email. And I'll definitely get back to you ASAP.
And they can find that number, like I said, directly on the website, cqiassociates.com. And to make it simple, we posted a link on our Facebook page to get access to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce's information. When you click on there, they're going to have access to your stuff. And yeah, you just mentioned about how you do solar power, because you guys are really big with the green energy and renewable energy, right?
That is correct. Now, we don't do the monkey wrench stuff. We will help you get into that direction, but we will do two things. The simplest thing is making sure that the procurement end, lowering the rate end, we can make sure that the portion of that energy is coming from 100% solar. Or if it's a situation that you're looking to actually develop a solar project at your facility, we can assist with that. We can help with managing that and analyzing your needs. So we can help in every aspect of that.
And I'm hearing you guys have a fall campaign coming up to help everyone out, right?
Yeah. Unfortunately, in this day and age, we see prices going through the roof, gasoline prices, grocery store prices. Unfortunately, natural gas and electricity is no different. We've already seen a 30% increase in electricity from last year and almost 100% increase in natural gas from last year.
Wow.
So there's two times of the year that we'll do a very large group buy, one in the spring, and then, of course, the fall, which is what we're talking about, that'll start right after Labor Day. It will consist of over 150 businesses that are renewing their contracts, And then any new applicants from any one of the 23 chambers that want to participate. So it's a great opportunity to get involved in a very large group buy that will not only reduce the rate that you're paying right now, but at the same time, it'll protect you from the upcoming increases as well.
It locks you in with that price.
Absolutely. And the term is going to be predicated on the rate that we're able to secure on behalf of the group. Most of the time right now, it's running anywhere from 12 to no more than maybe 24 months. Years past, it was maybe 36. So it'll vary back and forth based upon what the market is presenting at that time. So, but we're never going to recommend a contract or an agreement that isn't going to benefit the member of that group and provide substantial savings to make it feasible to do.
And then when does that campaign kick off?
Campaign kicks off the day after Labor Day, and it'll run the full month of September. And then at that point, we'll collate all of the applications and then start the shopping process. And then we'll present all of our findings right around the second week of October.
Well, it seems like it's definitely something worth checking out, especially since you can't hurt. You can only benefit from it, it sounds like. And you guys are there to help everyone out throughout each step of the process, which is very nice. And so people can find out more information, keep up to date directly on the website, cqiassociates.com, or call that number. And what was that phone number again?
The phone number, which is actually a direct phone number right to me, is 443-472-3870.
Great. And they can find that directly on the website, cqiassociates.com. And again, to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHGMGold. That's why I do want to thank Joe Tabling, the senior associate for CQI Associates. Thank you so much for calling in to give us more information about what you guys offer. Thank you so much, Joe.
Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. And make sure you keep it here. We have the second and final segment of Chamber Track coming up with the president of American Pest, Michael Schmidt, is next on WHGM Gold. And welcome back to the second and final segment of Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's feature chamber is the Harford County Chamber of Commerce. And my next guest is Michael Schmidt, the president of American Pest. Michael, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning.
Michael, good morning. How are you doing today so far?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. Thank you. I appreciate you calling in. Of course, you're with the Harford County Chamber of Commerce, right, Michael?
We are. We are fairly new to the chamber, so we're very excited about working with them more as we go forward here.
Oh, great. And how long has your business been around for?
So our business has been, we've been operating for almost 100 years. Mm. We've been in Harford County for probably the past 5 or 6 years, but we've had a strong presence in D.C., Southern Maryland, and Northern Virginia for a very long time.
Okay. So then, not that you should have regrets, but from what you've seen with being with the chamber, do you wish you would have joined them earlier to see the benefits that you get?
Absolutely. They're a great partner up in Harford County and Cecil County, so we're very excited to be working more and more with them.
Especially when you're with the community and you work with the community and you have stuff coming up, it's a nice way to network with people you might not normally meet with, right?
That's right. Many of our customers are also chamber members, so it's a good link for us with a lot of our commercial customers and folks who use us residentially who work for businesses that are part of the chamber as well.
Yeah, it's definitely worth checking out. So again, if you do want more information, go directly to their website, harfordchamber.org. And to make it simple, earlier this morning, we shared that link on our Facebook page with a link to their actual Facebook page as well. Just go to facebook.com/WHGMGold. When you click on there, they're going to have access to your stuff. And your direct link is americanpest.net. And like you said, the business has been around for like 100 years and Harford County for like 5 years. And for those who might not have heard of American Pest, can you guys explain what that is, Michael, that you do?
Sure. We're a residential and commercial pest control provider, so we can take care of all your pest control needs from insects to rodents, anything you have that's troubling you in your home or business, call us. We're happy to come take care of it. We've got a wealth of experience. We do pest control at the White House, the Pentagon, the NIH, and mm-hmm. we're happy to do your house too.
Wow. So when are you normally open?
We're open for emergencies all the time. Give us a call. Our call center will be happy to help you out, get you over to a salesperson or someone on the technical side who can help answer your questions, and we'll get out to you as soon as possible.
So if someone's listening right now, Michael, and they said, yeah, you know, I have a rodent problem, I want to reach out, they don't need to wait till Monday. They can call someone right now?
Yeah, call someone right now. We'll get out to you as soon as Monday.
What's the best number to call?
301-891-2600.
Great. You want to say that one more time?
The best number to call is 301-891-2600.
All right, and they can find more information about that directly on the website. So what areas do you service, Michael?
We are really all through the state of Maryland, except for the Eastern Shore, and we're down in Washington, D.C., throughout Northern Virginia. We're also in Richmond and Charlottesville and the Shenandoah Valley as well. So really, any of your needs in Maryland, D.C., or Virginia, give us a call. We're happy to help you out or certainly refer you to someone who can if we're not in your area.
You do take care of residential and both businesses, right?
That's right. Residential and commercial pest control.
So they don't need to be a big business. It could be a small mom and pop that has, you know, a rodent issue. They would reach out to you.
Absolutely. There's no customer too small or big for us.
So then besides like rodents and stuff inside the house, you do stuff like outside the house as well?
Sure. We want to stop the pests before they get into your home. So we do a lot of exterior treatments and we'll help with wasp nests or bees nests or something outside of your house. If that's becoming a problem for you, we're happy to help you take care of that as well.
And I've heard you guys do something with like the mosquitoes outside, Michael.
That's right, especially this time of year when it's humid and the mosquitoes are biting. We can spray your yard in order to cut down on mosquitoes immediately, and we can also provide some other innovative solutions to keep the mosquito populations down.
Wow, so you guys pretty much handle all types of pests?
That's right. Any pests, we can take care of it.
But also, bed bugs, I guess, are considered a pest that people don't really think of as pests. They consider that like something else, but you guys handle the bed bugs in case that happens too?
Sure, we can do a bed bug inspection to let you know if you have a bed bug problem. And then if you do, we can take care of it in a number of different ways that, you know, we'll select the one that is most suitable to your circumstance.
Okay, so if I'm outside and I see a couple mosquitoes or I saw a mouse inside my house or I'm thinking maybe there's bed bugs, do you guys offer like a free consultation for someone to reach out to you to ask you questions or for your opinion?
Absolutely. You can call us. You can look at the literature on our website or you can call us and ask some questions. We'll either get somebody out to your house to investigate further or we may even be able to answer your question over the phone.
And on the website, you do have customers' comments and reviews, right? So people can see different things you've done.
Absolutely. It's great to hear from other customers. So we like when people come and give us positive reviews or even constructive feedback. So I encourage everybody to take a look at that and see what our other customers have had to say.
There's a reason why your business has been around, you know, for 100 years and now for a bunch of years in Harford County. And I mean, it says it's been trusted over 30,000 homes and businesses, Michael. That's pretty impressive.
Yep, we have a great team and a great group of customers that keep coming back to us for services year after year. So we're very happy with what we've been able to accomplish, and we're looking forward to having more customers in Harford County very soon.
And people will know that you're being safe when it comes to like COVID when you come to their house and all the safety protocols?
Absolutely. We've had very significant safety protocols in place for over a year now. So our technicians will be masked and they're well-versed in social distancing and how to keep our customers safe.
Unfortunately, there's a need for your business, Michael. It'd be nice if we didn't have these pests in our life and, you know, everything was nice. But unfortunately, these pests are out there, which is why you're there to help them out. So again, if people have issues and they want to reach out to you, what was the phone number to call again?
Our phone number is 301-891-2600.
And you can find that directly on the website. That's AmericanPest.net. And to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We're going to have a direct link to get to the Harford County Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page and website. When you click on there, they'll have access to your stuff for more information. All right. Well, the president of American Pest, Michael Schmidt, I want to thank you so much for calling in today to give us some more information about what you guys offer. Thank you so much, Michael.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
My pleasure. And that's good for us here at Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. And until next time, have a great day.